Well, David Renta was fingered for the murder of a rabbi in 1990 during a botched robbery attempt of a diamond courier. And even though the murder rate in New York City at that time was far higher than it is now, this crime was particularly shocking. And it seems police and prosecutors were under a lot of public pressure to bring the case to resolution. But the way they did it, prosecutors now say, was by coercing statements, by coaching witnesses. There were a host of problems with the police work, and the judge yesterday allowed David Renta to go free. The court officers removed his shackles. His family was waiting for him in court, applauding and wailing audibly when he was released into their waiting embrace. And he left court with a mesh laundry bag slung over his shoulder containing his worldly possessions.
Boy, there is a bill working its way through the Washington legislature right now, Aaron, that would actually compensate those who are wrongly convicted and serve time. Is there anything like that in New York?
Not at the moment, and so we can expect a fairly hefty lawsuit to come out of this. But for the moment, when we asked Renta what his plans were, he said, "I just want to get the hell out of here." His daughter was 2 years old when he went into prison. She's now 6 months pregnant with his grandchild. His frame of reference is the Berlin Wall falling. He has never seen a cell phone. He told the New York Times he wanted to know where he could get a Moody Blues CD for his Walkman. So he really has, you know, two decades plus of life to catch up on.